Okay, that was your dose of new music from Kenny Joe. The last song was by Andrew Gabbard. The name of the song was Jade Bonsai Garden, and the CD was Homemade. Before that, Kendra Morris gave us Nine Lives off of the CD by the same name, and then we had Mama's Gun starting off the set. The song was Looking for Moses, and the title of the CD is Cure the Jones. Okay, now, this is an odd circumstance where Kenny Joe's usually rushing to, you know, get out of here by 10 so Zombo can take over. He'll speed up the CDs. He'll do whatever is necessary to make that happen. But today, what do I do? There's a minute and a half left until 10 o'clock. I'll tell you what we're doing next week. I wish I could tell you what we're doing beyond next week, but I've only got it figured out for next week. But anyhow, next week, a musician and songwriter called Bob Dylan is having a birthday. So we're going to play an hour of songs related to Bob Dylan. We might even play some songs that he wrote and sang. But otherwise, we'll be playing songs about Bob Dylan. We'll be playing covers of Bob Dylan's music. They aren't hard to find. And so that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do next Friday. And, of course, we'll also be giving you your weekly dose of new music. Now, as mentioned beforehand, I really don't want to get off before 10 o'clock because, as I mentioned, Zombo is going to be on for 7 hours. Did I calculate that correctly? Seven hours?
Absolutely, 7 hours and 3 minutes.
7 hours and 3 minutes. I don't want to add... I don't want to add any more minutes to it. Not that Zombo couldn't handle it, but, you know, I feel I should hang around here till 10 o'clock. Anyhow, we'll use the last 10 seconds to remind you that you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Here he is.
Certainly not the average girl. she's my best friend. You know that she understands me when I'm falling down, down, down. You know it sure hurts to be that way. Down, 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 down. You know it hurts to know that you're that kind of fella. Here's to Newspaper Joe. It caught his hand in the door. It dropped his teeth on the floor. Guess that's the way the news goes. If you want to see me, well now, babe, you know I'm not around. But if you want to hear me, well then turn around. I'm by the window where the light is. My best friend, certainly not the average girl. She's my best friend. You know that she understands me when I'm falling down, 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 down. You know it sure hurts to be that way. Down, down, down. You know it hurts to know that you're that kind of fella. Here's to Mulberry Jane. She made jam when she came. Someone cut off her feet. Now jelly rolls in the street. If you want to see me, well now babe, you know I'm not around. But if you want to hear me, then just turn around. I'm by the window. She's my best friend, certainly not the average girl, Faith. She's my
Oh, my. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Samba right here. And you are right there, and we're together. That works out so nice. Today, Zombathon, second Zombathon. I did one in February when I first got back live in the studio again after all of those pre-recorded shows. And it was nice. Now I still want to do another Zombathon. And I'll be here till 5 o'clock today. I could be here till 7 if I wanted to. As there's that big of a gap here in live broadcasting folks. But I 7 hours is plenty. You're going to get sick. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting sick. Bye. Going home. Show's over. Now, I'm here till 7. Five. I'm here. Jeez, gotta get that. I'm here 7 hours today till 5 o'clock. And, yeah. And let's see what I'll tell you what we played. That was Shonen Knife, when Shonen Knife was very fun. And that was Cycling is Fun. Their first couple records, really like, you know, fun, gal, pop, kind of cute things. And then they got a little more a punk edge to them. And they start putting all these distortions on the guitar. And it was nice while it lasted. Before that, New from Mexico, Los Bichos, a all-gal surf band. And that was I Enjoy It. I got another tune of theirs I want to play a little later. And from the Lou Reed demo sessions, that was She's My Best Friend. And that actually got Kenny Joe's attention. And that was the demos right after the Velvet. He left the Velvet Underground and started his solo career. Even before his solo career started, these demos. So he's got actually he's trying hard to sing nice. He's trying hard to sing nice. And he does a fine job. Let's see what else is going on here. Oh, so Thursdays, if 7 hours isn't enough for you, Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., right here on the station, was Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. And that's so since 2009 is where these shows are coming. And every Thursday, they've renewed it. It's awesome. So it's very nice that every Thursday I get to dig into my old shows and play them for you. And then you get new stuff, too. So it's nice. It is a nice thing. And there's a rebroadcast on WBCQ The Planet and specialty shows on RadioCrown.com. Yeah, I know the promotion thing. Why else would I be doing this, right? I'll tell you why else I'd be doing this. Is to showcase a lot of the music that I find important to play for you. I don't know why this is a thing in me, but it has always been like wanting to play music for friends and enemas. And here, listen to this. So that's kind of that, yeah. Now, and it's been probably 30 years doing this. And I'll get it right. I'm working on it. I'm working the bugs out. What else is happening? I think there's be some things happening, but there's not. But I'll tell you, Zombathon is like I'm going 7 hour show. It's right around my birthday, okay? And which leads me to the next piece of music. Another guy has the same birthday to the year and to the day of me, and that is Morrissey, or Stephen Morrissey. He doesn't like. I think his first name is Stephen, but he hates that. He likes just being called Morrissey, and hit or miss. Okay, the Smith stuff, fantastic. A lot of his solo stuff. But I found a really neat little flip side, B-side thing of him doing Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer's Moon River. And I got to admit, it's pretty nice. And we're going to dig into that in un momento. Let me tell you a thing here or two. Let me see. Guys, I got a bunch of stuff to tell you today, right? Here we go. I haven't said this one in a long time. Most party fouls are pretty dumb. Now, you see how they wrote that. Most party fouls are pretty dumb. Right then and there, you know that you're talking to somebody who probably, this was from 2018, this PSA. So this person probably doesn't work for the ad council anymore. I mean, somebody had to sit down at a desk and come up with that as the first line. And your first line's your most important. That's how you got to sell your PSA. You know, you got to have that hook at the beginning. And when you're telling, saying most party fouls are pretty dumb, everybody's tuned out, including myself. Right now, it's just reading words on the page. It means nothing. All right, but this one has consequences. Underage drinking and driving. I guess overage drinking and driving is just fine. But it is the ultimate party foul is what they say here. Learn more about the ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Traffic Association and WRC. Who is that to? Who is that to? Underage drinking and driving. Who is who? Number one, my listening audience. Well, most of them probably drink. A lot of them don't drive. And none of them are underage. So that was just a complete waste of time. Let's see if this one can enlighten. Because these PSAs, public service announcements, they're supposed to service the public and it's supposed to make you, I don't know what it's supposed to make you, to control you. I think it is to control you. What else we got here? All right. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious and your heart can quit whenever it wants. Oh, man. Really, that's that thing that gets me about stuff like this. Because, like, you'll read stuff like that. And then with my birthday coming up, you start reading about all these people that are like, you know, oh, look at the history of this guy. Ooh, boy, that guy died like he just fell over dead. And he was 10 years younger than me. Oh, my goodness. And so that's you read this thing and you think any minute now, any minute is creeping up on you. Your heart's going to just stop. And it says get your blood pressure checked to a healthy range. Text pressure to 9779. Okay, I don't know how that's supposed to work. You text pressure to that text number, and somehow it gives you your blood pressure. This is pointless. What a waste of time. What a waste of time. If I didn't have to do these by FCC rules to read these mind control PSAs, because they just don't want fun radio. They just don't want fun. Hey, let's listen to some music, everybody. They want to depress you. They want to control you. That's the man. So basically, here's the thing. Those last two things mean nothing. If your heart stops, you're dead. End of story. If you're underage and you're drinking, party hardy, Marty. Here is Morrissey with Moon River and Zombo in your brain with a Zombo thong. So please, pack a lunch. Relaximify yourself. 7 hours of this nonsense.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'll be crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heart breaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. I'm not so sure the world deserves us. We're after the same rainbows, and how come it's just around the bend? It's always just around the bend. Drifters off to see the world. so sure the world deserves us. We're after the same rainbows, and it's just around the bend. It's just around the bend. Just around the bend. It's just around the bend. Mm-hmm.
Leave me with that. A very unhappy birthday to Morrissey. Yeah. Virgin Moon River's nice. Nice and moody. Nice and long. I got to take a doo-doo. Everything's good. Just relaxing my fur. So why I want to do a Zombathon today is I want to clear out. It's kind of like a doo-doo. I want to clear out my collection of things that I have been collecting to play for you. Usually it is a theme show, but for the longest last little section of time, I've been doing these free-balling shows where it's just music I've collected that I think should be played on the radio, that I want to hear, that hopefully you might not be too subjected to something you may not particularly, not hate. So today is the day I flush it all out. And I'll probably start with some theme shows starting next week. I'm not quite sure what theme to do, but it's kind of nice to do a theme show. It really is. It kind of makes it very thematic. Gives you the theme. So what I thought today would be is a real catharsis of taking all the songs that I have been collecting that don't fit into any themes and make some radio out of it. Here till 5 o'clock. 5 of the clock. I don't even know why it was 5 of the clock and they just make it o'clock. So many things that we just say that we just don't even think about. Like, someone was saying, you're pulling my leg. Where did that come from? So I'm like trying to research the whole thing of like pulling somebody's leg. Oh, you're pulling my leg. The closest thing they can have to that is when they were hanging people in like the 1700s to speed up the person's death to make it more merciful. They would hire people that would grab their legs and pull them so they would choke faster. So they just wouldn't dangle there and choke. It would actually help them kill. So they would actually have leg pullers. And that's the only thing I could find as far as like pulling somebody's leg. There you be with that. WRCT Pittsburgh is what you're listening to. Zombo in your brain. Zombathon is what you're there checking out here. All kinds of great music going all over the board. Playing some new stuff, some old new stuff, some old new stuff. And it's just nice to be able to stretch my fur and be able to have a nice long radio show and to hang out with you. Well, the phone number here is 1-800 none of your damn business. So that is the phone number for the radio station. 412 none of your damn business if you're calling local. Let's see what we got here. Oh, this is new from a band called the Trabants. And this is a new surf thing called White Fire. And yeah, so let's play some more music. What do you say you and me hang out and we listen to some more music? Okay, we'll do that. We'll be right back.
5 at the dawn of the wild invasion. That girl child was born in the heart of the Powhatan Nation. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. When the head of Captain Smith lay upon that chopping stone, Pocahontas begged the father, leave that one man alone. So his life was spared, and the peace was repaired. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. Black of the night, the white man did kidnap her, and with the goal of their race they renamed her Lady Rebecca. In a contract of peace the marriage was agreed, and she sailed with her husband from the Bay of Chesapeake. With tears in her eyes, she couldn't bring herself to speak. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. Now on Gray's Inn shores lie the bones of an Indian squaw, the headstone of a girl who stopped an Indian war. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. Pocahontas was her name, daughter of the chief Powhatan. Thank you.
Groovy number there. That was, of course, was that Whitney Houston smashed together with AC/DC. Mark Jones doing I Want to Dance with Somebody All Night Long. Before that, we heard the William Loveday Intention, which is the new band or new project from Billy Childish. And it's kind of Bob Dylan flavored. And yeah, it's got that Bob Dylan flavor to it, kind of dry and ooh, makes you go ooh. And it looks like Kenny Joe's going to do all Bob Dylan stuff next week on his show. So take a nap now and wake up then. And we heard the Trabants, brand new. Some nice surf stuff called White Fire. Going to do a whole surf set here coming up in just a second or two. Being that it is the summertime here in this radio station, it's awfully quiet. You know, there's no students here. There's hardly any community members here. There's not a show on the air till 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be me doing the Zombathon. Doing till 5 o'clock, kicking the automation on, and then taking the scramola at 5 o'clock. And that being said, I get it's just my nature to clean up things. Like today, I'm cleaning up my playlist. I'm playing all the stuff I've been saving and then cleaning it up. But I get to clean up around here because I can't stand the clutter. I clean out the refrigerator here. There's food marked from like last, whenever. It's so old. It's got the Roman numerals on it. So I clean out the refrigerator here. But every now and then I find these tchotchkes. I find these like printed like they're like pens or they're little keychains or the worst are notepads. You know, because people actually use notepads, but they got these messages on them. And I like for example the one here was suicide prevention. It's a notepad that says suicide prevention on it. And, you know, that's not going to – it's just depressing to see that. If somebody's going to do themselves in seeing that little notepad, oh, yeah, suicide prevention. I better call that number. You know, they're just going to do it. That notepad's not going to make a difference. All that is that just somebody is an organization that might have might help somebody. I don't know. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know nothing. I'm just some big dope on the radio that just tries to make these observations and try and be clever and play music that I like to hear and try and keep myself entertained And but anyhow, needless to say, I don't know, maybe it just rubs me the wrong way when I see stuff like, you know, like things that are just printed up, or even these PSAs. I don't know what good they do. And then, of course, somebody's going to come and says, well, you know, I was at the end of my rope one day. Literally, someone was going to pull my leg, and I was going to strangle myself. But, you know, I saw that notepad, and I got to thinking, let me go to that website and see what that's all about. And, you know, I went to that website, and it made me more depressed. Made me so depressed I didn't even want to kill myself. I don't know. Maybe that's how it works. But I just think, because there's somebody always making money. Somebody always making them. There's a company that prints those, and somebody had to pay for those. So I guess that's the whole thing. I don't know. It don't matter, does it? Makes no matter. Like I always say, my friends, life is just varying degrees of pointlessness. Just enjoy the ride, because it's over before you know it. That's the thing. That's why you got to enjoy life. That's why you got to enjoy it, because even when it's the worst, it's only going to last so long. You know, when you think about how long everything is, you know, how long the world's been around, or the universe, it's mind-boggling. It is. And, you know, we got this little bit of time here. That's it. And there's no rule book. They try and tell you what to do. You know, they try and get you to obey and do certain things and be, you know, pretty much, you know, be a consumer and a producer. I guess that's how we fit into this, because it wasn't like this. There was a time where, you know, ancestors are like in the fields picking berries all day long. I know your job seems like drudgery, but try picking nuts and berries all day long while trying to avoid being eaten by a predator. I don't know how those folks got out of bed in the morning. I want to get up and pick up some berries. Oh, I can't do that. There's a saber-toothed tiger out there. I'll just kind of wait. And you just wait. And then the saber-toothed tiger goes around the back of your cave and doesn't even see you and sneaks out while you try and pick your nuts and berries. The end. Let's do a surf set. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And it doesn't even matter. Now that's the thing. Like all these things go out in the airwaves. That's why I like doing radio. Because it goes out in the airwaves. It's not like the internet, where it just goes to the internet, it's internet, boom, it's gone. This goes out into outer space. This radio show eventually goes out to outer space. And, you know, goes. Did you see about this giant black hole in the middle of the galaxy that they say is like, it's so strong, it distorts time. Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. So who knows, maybe this radio show in like 17 billion years goes down into that black hole, gets twisted, and then comes out as a good radio show. That could very well happen. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do a surf set here. This is some of the great surf stuff, some great things to herald in the fabulousness of a Pittsburgh summer, where it's all four seasons at once. This one's Trick Shot by the Kaisers. And you know what you're listening to, don't you? This is Zombo directly in your brain. The radio show for people who hate radio. We'll be right back. That's some radio, man. That is some radio you're listening to. It's just a nice little chunk of surf music. It is 1 hour in already into the Zombathon. 7 hours of purging all of my little nuggets that I have found and playing for you. Gonna start just back with my regular show next week. Hopefully starting to do some theme shows. That's why I wanted to do this long show. For the past, my gosh, 2 years, just been building up a collection of music I think you should hear. And that was the OK Kings. That's new. Mosquito Man. And then before that, those two instrumental tunes were by the Aqua Velvets. That's older tunes still. But Surf Nouveau and Bravado. And then the set began with another. It was an instrumental tune by the Kaisers. And the Kaisers are a real good, like, fake 60s beat band. Really neat. If you want to see something fun, this guy named Kaiser George, the lead guy in the Kaisers, he does these marionettes. And they are unbelievably cool. There's like marionettes of like Link Ray and Buddy Holly. He actually does a marionette of the New Piccadillys. It's really a fun. It's really, I'll have to play that song, man. It's good. Because they do a Clash tune. The New Piccadillys are like his other band. And they do like 60s beat stuff. But they play like music by the Clash. And it's really fun. I might play some New Piccadillys once I get past all of the stuff I have to play today. So it's exciting. And let us see what else is going on. This is the beautiful thing. So why am I always so excited when I do radio? And that is because with WRCT, it is unlike any radio station you could ever possibly imagine. Imagine waking up in the morning, and you don't have to pick nuts or berries, and you don't have to worry about getting chomped by a saber-toothed tiger, okay? And you can just drive across town, and there's a radio station there. There's a radio station, and there's nobody there. Nothing. You walk in whenever you kind of want to, and you play whatever you want. Sounds fabulous, doesn't it? It is. It is fabulous, and that's how it is kind of here in the summer. Here at WRCT, a lot of the students are gone, and it is just quiet, and you can just have at it on the radio. Very lucky. The community members here are very lucky people. And the nice thing is, and you're very lucky people, because every one of these community members here are crazy music nerds like me. They love, we all have a passion for music. We all do this just for our own, just because we have to. I'd say every DJ on here doesn't even question that they do this. We just do it because it is it's in our blood. And it is totally different from DJing live. You know, the closest I'll get is a telephone call. But when you're DJing live, you have people looking at you. You have people coming in and judging all the things you're playing, or they'll come up. I've had DJ gigs where someone comes up and goes, "Hey, can you just turn the radio on and go home?" Those kind of gigs. But, you know, they turn the radio on, and then I'm on the radio too. So you just can't win. So right now, I'm going to get into the section of the show where I don't know what these songs are. I know I played them and previewed them and liked them and put them aside, but they come up completely blank as far as like unknown artist, unknown track. So join me down the rabbit hole just for un momento, going to play two songs. I have no idea what they are, and you probably don't either.